Father, may you move within us today and give us the strength to stand firm in your word as we live in the world, but not of the world. Grant us patience in dealing with those who are not of you, and let your light shine within us into the world. Amen. The following devotional was written by Pastor Matt Davis, Scripture Reflection. Don't be agitated by evildoers, and don't envy the wicked. For the evil have no future, the lamp of the wicked will be put out. Proverbs 24:19-20. As our church engages in outreach, we experience the same challenges every church faces. There are those who say, "I'll be there this week," and yet they never appear. This may happen repeatedly until they fade away altogether. One church member I know becomes so agitated by this behavior that it robs her of the joy of worship. Her frustration overwhelms her, and instead of being fed by the word, she is consumed by thoughts of those who fail to commit. Beyond the church walls, I often hear Christians, some from my own congregation, express frustration over the success and prosperity of the wicked. Many complain that the unjust seem to escape consequences and avoid accountability for their wrongdoing. Yet, Scripture is clear on this matter. The prosperity of the wicked is fleeting. While there is a place for righteous anger, we must not let it consume us to the point of distraction or ineffectiveness in God's kingdom. Proverbs reminds us that the wicked have no future, their lamp will be put out. More than ever, we see wickedness in positions of power, and it can be disheartening. But I encourage you, do not be agitated or discouraged. No one escapes the justice of God. Though they may seem to prosper now, their gain is temporary, while God's judgment is eternal. Likewise, we must not be tempted to follow their ways for the sake of prosperity. Jesus himself warned, "What good is it for someone to gain the whole world, yet forfeit their soul?" Mark 8:36. We may try to fix our struggles with material things, but those things will perish. The wicked will fade, their wealth will vanish, and their power will crumble, but the humble in Christ will inherit an everlasting reward. Reflection questions. Do you find yourself frustrated by the actions or success of those who do wrong? How can you shift your focus from worldly justice to trusting in God's perfect judgment? In what areas of your life do you need to let go of frustration and trust that God sees and will act in his time? Rather than allowing agitation to consume us, let us trust in the promises of God. He sees, he knows, and he will act in perfect righteousness. Our hope is not in fleeting riches or earthly justice, but in the eternal kingdom of Christ. Heavenly Father, help me to trust in your justice and not be discouraged by the temporary success of the wicked. Remind me that your ways are higher than mine and your plans for the righteous are eternal. Strengthen my heart to remain faithful to you, knowing that true reward comes from walking in obedience. In Jesus' name, amen.